special of the daytime. And joining us now is Kaya and Brian Bondi. Good morning, you guys. Welcome back to the Main Street Cafe.
Good morning.
Great to have you with us this morning. We have a show, another Always Patsy Cline show coming up. It's not this weekend, right? It's next weekend.
That's correct. Right. Next weekend, September 27th and 28th.
Going to be at the Orpheum, I understand?
That's right.
You know, I've always wondered, Kaya, where did this whole fascination with Patsy Cline start? Take us back to when you first decided you wanted to do a show in tribute of her.
Well, actually, we were in Chicago and saw the show at a little theater there one night. Really didn't know what we were in for, and just sort of fell in love. It was such a simple show, but it was so beautiful, and we knew that we had the people to do it, or at least we thought we did. I thought I could pull it off. We met with Boyd Bristow, who is still our music director, and he had a band for us, and talked to our friend Jill Johnson at the time, and she said, yep, she'd love to do it, and we put it together and opened it in June of 1998.
I was going to ask, how did Jill come into play? Had you done some stuff in the past together?
Yeah, we had done shows at what was then the Sioux Falls Community Playhouse together, and really good friends, and she just seemed like a natural for the part, and that's how it all started.
So you were a fan of the Patsy Cline music before you actually attended this show in Chicago?
Oh, yes, definitely. But I really didn't know the whole story, didn't know, you know, how she died. I mean, I knew kind of how she died, but I didn't know about this friendship she had with Louise Seeger as the character that Jill plays. And it's a very personal story, and it's based on a true story. So that's what makes the show so special, I think.
Am I right? Is this, I remember that somebody, maybe it was you, Brian, who told me this. This is one of only two productions that is actually licensed by the estate?
Right, right. Yeah, the family supports this show, and there are only a couple shows that are authorized. You know, there are lots of Patsy tribute shows, but there really only are two out there that the family endorses, and I think partly because this is a true story, and it really is heartwarming because it's the relationship that these two women have through, they were pen pals for quite some time, and it tells a lot about their personal lives. That's, you know, besides 25 Patsy songs that people love hearing, it's a great story, and then it's also very funny. It's a very humorous show.
So did you seek them out, or did they seek you out, as far as getting it licensed?
Well, it's an interesting thing, because there's so many people that have a piece of this, because there's Patsy's estate, Louise is a real person, so her estate has part of this, plus there's all the various songs. Like I said, there's 25 songs in this, and so licensing is a challenge. And there is now a group in New York that manages all the licensing of all of the different pieces of the show.
6:53, visiting with Kaya and Brian Bondi, talking about Always Patsy Cline. A couple of performances coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend at the Orpheum. So, Kaya, when you do the show, is it kind of like riding a bike? I mean, do you have to do much rehearsal, or is it kind of... natural for you now that it just happens.
A little bit of both. It kind of all comes back. We rehearse with the band for a few nights, and that's always kind of strange because we're not on the set. So it's so natural, but when we're not on the set and we're not really doing it, it seems like, oh my gosh, this is going to be really hard. But once we get the lights and the costumes and the set and the band together, it all comes back really easily. So
when you put those costumes in the closet, do you ever think to yourself, I wonder if this is the last time I'll ever wear it again?
Well, actually, I kind of did think that about 7 years ago when we stopped doing the show, and then we brought it back in February, and so, you know, I got the costumes out yesterday, and they still all fit, and, you know, I never really know, so.
I love the write-up that the Sioux City Journal, they did a review of your show, and I don't know how long ago this was, but they said, quote, "So it's so Patsy, like you'll swear she's channeling Cline, not just playing her." Do you ever get the feeling that, not that you're actually channeling her, but when you get up there, it just, you know, it's almost, you become, how am I trying to say this? I'm not doing a very good job, am I?
I don't try to... imitate her, I guess. I just try to give people an idea of what I think she may have sounded like and maybe acted like and hopefully looked like. But I always kind of feel like she's sort of watching over me, maybe. when I, back in the day, back when we started doing the show, whenever I would be shopping for costumes or things for the show, didn't matter where I was, what store I was in, every time I was looking for something and I found it, a Patsy Cline song would play in the store.
It was very
Are
strange.
You serious?
Yeah, every yeah. time.
Whoa.
I just kind of felt like, okay, she's cool with this. It's okay.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
How big is the band, Brian?
There are six people in it. We have Boyd Bristow as our music director, and we have Dave Wood on steel guitar, Larry Rohr, who many people know, on bass. We have Fred Evans on drums. Boyd plays lead guitar, and we have Owen DeYoung on fiddle, and then we have Gail Tollingson on piano. It's a fabulous band.
How do we go get tickets?
You can get tickets at the website, which is probably the easiest to remember. It's Patsy SD, Pats for Patsy South Dakota, patsysd.com, or the phone number is 1-800-838-3006. Probably easiest is patsysd.com, and there will be tickets at the door, and you can find us online by Googling us, of course. So.
You know what else? I will keep all of this information handy because I know I'll get some calls down the road. So if anybody
Great.
Listening, if you don't have a piece of paper and a pencil handy, you can call me whenever it's convenient, and I'll pass along the information. So my wife and I saw this here a few years ago, and it's fabulous. Absolutely, absolutely fabulous. And you learned so much about Patsy Cline.
It's an education.
Well, thanks, you guys.
I always have to chuckle because I'm oftentimes out in the lobby, and almost inevitably somebody will come out and say, "She's not really singing that, is she?" And then she's like mouthing that with a CD or something. And no, that's really her, and you're really hearing an amazing voice there. So I've seen the show hundreds of times, and it still is entertaining and wonderful.
Yeah, Kaya, it is amazing how much you sound like her. It's
oh, wow.
It almost borders on spooky. I mean, but it's a fabulous show. I would encourage everyone to mark it on your calendar next Friday and Saturday at the Orpheum. Thanks, you guys, for getting up early and doing this. I sure do appreciate it.
Well, thanks
for
Jeff.
Having us, Jeff.
Yep. You have a great day.
All right. Thanks. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Always Patsy Cline next weekend at the Orpheum. Seriously, folks, you've got to get tickets. If you've never seen the show, it is absolutely fabulous.